What's up, guys? It's the AceKey92 here, and I would like to welcome you guys to podcast number 6. Yeah, I usually don't go by my gamer tag, but for today, I'm actually doing the podcast a day earlier than I usually do. Well, actually, no. It's the same day we used to do it, which is Friday, but it's Friday night instead of Saturday morning. Saturday morning, I'm going to be doing stuff, so I decided to do it today. And as you can see, we're actually playing The Witcher. So what we're going to do is for people who are watching, we are going to do some Witcher contracts, try to level up, find some gear. But other than that, today's topic for our podcast is, are consoles becoming PCs? To a lot of people, they would say yes, because if you've been looking at it recently, the Xbox One is now being able to stream to PC, and soon it will be from vice versa, PC will be able to stream to Xbox, and in November with the new update, Xbox will be running Windows 10. Like, it already does 8.1 now, so yeah, Xboxes are basically a PC, and so are the Sony's. So my opinion is that yes, 100% they are, but for some reason people think that they will. That because of this, that consoles will stop existing. I don't believe this to be true. Because if consoles stopped existing, like, consoles were for people who didn't want to, like, put tons of dollars into a PC. They wanted just something specifically for gaming. PCs are not meant for gaming, not really. They are for working. People made them into gaming things later on, but the base function of a PC, it's a personal computer that is used to do work, like business stuff, like accounting. You can do school on there. When PCs were made, they weren't made for video games. That's why consoles exist today. So I don't think consoles will never just stop existing because they're becoming more like them. They're just slowly advanced to becoming PC consoles. Even Steam has something like that. There's the Steam thing that is basically a console. And again, when you think about it, it's fine too. But I was in I was doing the raid for Vault of Glass recently, and somebody was saying that consoles are going to stop existing really soon. I was really thinking about why? Why would you even think that? Because there's no reason for them to stop existing. Because consoles have a specific part. As do PCs. Everyone doesn't game on a PC, so everyone doesn't need a gaming PC. So, because if a console stops existing, PCs will cost even more than they do now when you think about it. I mean, or the ones that people use a lot are going to be cheap and suck. So, and do you really want PCs that suck? No, you don't. You want the same PC stuff you've been using all along. And you want it to work really well just in a console. Consoles are drastically cheaper than PCs. And I guess if you're picky with graphics. And if you're not picky with graphics, it's fine. It's just it's better than decent. It's great for the price. Spend $500 on an Xbox One or spend $2,000 on a PC. You tell me which one sounds better to you. And for me, I will any day of the week, I will say a PC. Like, I have to get a PC now because of my schoolwork. Again, not gaming, schoolwork. Like, I'm in basically programming, so I need to be able to have a awesome computer for that kind of stuff, and also for editing. Again, not gaming, editing, like video editing. Like, when I get my computer, I will be doing so much more editing for my YouTube channel. And I've talked about this on my YouTube channel, that I will be doing more editing when I get a new PC. Because now I'm using a laptop for everything. Laptops aren't necessarily made for that. Laptops are made for when you're not at home on your desktop. And I have a desktop. It's just a Mac. And I want a better one, actually. Like, my laptop is better than my Mac, but there's a price difference. Like, I paid $500 extra for my laptop than I did my Mac. Mainly because I got it on sale, but that's a different story. I think that to be honest, the people who buy Macs are being ripped off. And as a person who has bought a Mac, I can say that because I have Mac products. And like, certain schools will try to brainwash you into thinking, oh yeah, Macs are the way to go. It really is not the case. Like, when you think about it, there's a lot better things that you need in a computer. And for me, I am a huge, like, Windows is better than Mac. The only thing Mac has is they can't get viruses. That is it. That's all Mac has over people. And while that's a great thing, there's a lot of great virus protections that you could just get and you won't have to worry about it anymore. And I don't know how to say it. I don't like the Mac superiority conflict people have, like how everything is pretty much geared to Apple and stuff. Everybody is all up Apple's ass. And if you are a person who is a fan of that, I'm not saying you shouldn't. Again, I will never tell people how to spend their money. It's your money. Do what you want with it. When I first came to this, for people who are watching the podcast, I didn't even try to fight them. Okay, I'm missing. I need you to hit me. And there's three of them. Just the third one didn't come over here. Which is great. I'm glad he didn't. Because if he did, I would have died. But yeah, Mac, you're being ripped off. You can spend that same money on a laptop. Or if you get a laptop for $1,500, you can get an awesome laptop for $1,500. To be completely honest with you.
I went cheaper because I needed to. Because I needed to buy other things with my money. So, but now, since I don't, I can get an awesome PC for $1,500 too. Which, and that's a desktop. For $1,500, for what you get for $1,500 with Mac is next to nothing, honestly. You get their base model of a base PC or a base desktop or something. And I don't like that. I don't like that Mac rips you off and everyone just takes it. Everyone thinks Mac is the wave of the future, but it's not. I mean, Mac is subpar for what you pay for. Like, again, you get less memory, less RAM, like, for compared to everything else at that same price range. I would choose Windows over Mac any day of the week because I know they're better. And okay, again, sorry for those who are only listening to the podcast, but these guys are being weird because I haven't killed everything yet. There was one left and they were out here talking. I wonder if I can
okay, I can still think it still shows me as an okay. Just making sure. These things aren't that strong now that I'm on their level. I think I came over here when I was like level 11. Get back here. So yeah, Mac, again, no offense to Mac users. Oh yeah, I already destroyed the nest. I remember, but I never got the stuff out of it, and it was a lot. I'm pretty sure. I don't know if this stuff despawns on. Despawn is the great. I don't know if it despawns on this game, but I think it does. But yeah, Windows are better for your money. Mac is, if you want to be one of those cool kids that says, "Yay, I have a Mac." And that's how I feel about it. I'm sorry if that offended you. But it's the truth and you should know that by now. If you're getting a Mac, you are being ripped off. But back to the topic is that, other than like stuff like basically being a ripoff, again, consoles are meant for console things, which are video games. Video games have always been meant for consoles, not PCs. PCs, gaming PCs in particular, are a new thing. Okay, people have been able to play games on their PC for a long time, yes, but at the level that they have been recently, that's new. Because again, PCs were never made for that. There was no need for it. Why can't I pull out my torch? There was never any need to be having awesome PCs like now, like people do specifically for gaming. But I will never build something solely for gaming because I need it for more than that. I want to spend $1,500 or something on a PC and be able to have it for years and just upgrade it as I go on, which is my plan. And then use it for, like, as my schooling programs develop, I might need something better, and I'm fine with that. But until then, I really want to see Battlefield in a million frames per second. And to some degree, it doesn't even make any sense for people to be, people talk about frame rate and talk about that's why PC is the master race, but you can't see that many frames. Your eyes can goes up to 30 frames per second, like not even a full 30. I think it's like 25. It's like where do your eyes cap out at? But people go to 60. That's why it looks so much nicer. But you don't really need anything beyond 60. You don't. In most consoles can run 60 now. So anything else is overkill, and it's not stupid, just it's not necessary. Like, for people, like, PC people who just like, oh man, my frame rate is so awesome. Your console plebs are just horrible and you suck at life. Get a real console or get a PC. It's the PC console debate is as stupid to me as the Sony Xbox debate. It doesn't make any sense, and it always has been, and they both are stupid debates. It's a game console. Get over it. Companies that just want your money, they don't care who's arguing, and they just know that they honestly would probably prefer you buy both. This sounds probably like a very douchey thing to say, people who complain about or talk about which console is better, they are more likely to people who can't afford both. And I know that's probably like the douchiest thing anyone could say. It is the truth. If you can afford both, you're not complaining about which one is better. I have both. I don't care. I didn't care before. I just got an Xbox One first because I thought, like, my friends had played Xbox, so I'm going to get that one. Not because I thought it was better. I originally got an Xbox 360 because I liked Halo, and Halo was on Xbox. But I didn't was like, oh my god, Sony's awful. I had an Xbox first before I had a PlayStation, and switched to PlayStation because Xbox had crappy things. Like, they broke often. And I got a PS2, and PS2 it still is the best selling console of all time for a reason. Like, it was really reliable and you never had any problems with it. But Microsoft have actually gotten better with all their cooling systems and everything. Like, I think they may have gotten from PCs that they a lot better fanning and air and stuff for that. Because everything else is just nonsense. Like, the fact, I've said it on a podcast before, my very first Xbox ended up basically catching on fire. The plug that, Halo, I used to play Halo, and Halo was like, it was a game, it was a lot of fun. It was Halo 1. And it basically, I played that so much, that in DOA 4, Dead or Alive 4, they killed my Xbox. Because I played them a lot, and they were a lot of fun. And it burned out, and that was it. It was like so stupid, and I was like, there's so many more awesome games on PS2 at that time, or so I thought. Not saying it was better, but it was some games that I was interested in. That's how I got into. Actually, one of the reasons I bought a PlayStation 2 was because of Kingdom Hearts. Kingdom Hearts was a really good game, and they're finally making the third one, but it's stupid that I forgot I was supposed to be doing these contracts without using any potions. I'll be doing the it's an achievement for those who don't know. Like, yeah, like, at the time, PlayStation was awesome because they had Final Fantasy, I didn't even know what Final Fantasy was, honestly, before Sony, because you wouldn't, because it didn't exist on anything else but Sony. So yeah, actually, we're gonna go start these contracts in there. We're not gonna use any potions, no matter what. So we can't use any potions or signs. And yeah, I don't have a system preference. I don't. And people who prefer one over the other feel, I don't know why they think, like, these companies don't care what your preference is. They don't care who you think is better. Yeah, they would probably prefer you bought both. And they got money. That's all they want is money. They don't care how they get it. But they just want your money. And if you have, that's something that everybody has to realize. And honestly, you're just arguing over which computer is better. Because that's exactly what they are. I will agree with anyone that says that consoles are basically PCs. Because 2 years ago, which was the time, I went to E3 this year, but 2 years ago was the last time before that, and I was talking to a guy who had been in, like, he worked on the original Sega. Like, he was in, was it Sega that actually made the Dreamcast? Yeah, he was, like, around when the original Dreamcast, he was one of the people who worked at Sega at the time, and I was saying that basically everything just looks like a fancy Blu-ray player, and honestly they do. And he's like, that's because basically they are, like, they're just Blu-ray players that you can play games on now, and they all look the same. He's like, it's such a big process that it is easy for things to just look a certain way, because, well, you don't have enough, looks aren't always that important, not truly. And speaking of, like, consoles, there's been a lot of consoles that are, like, knockoff consoles recently. And it's really funny because there's this one console, I can't think of the name, it's a console that is has a PS4 body but the Xbox fan ridge thing. And people are trying to sell it, and then there's the, not Ouya, there's a knockoff Ouya. It's a Wuya or something, or Tuya, something. And Amiibo or something like that. That is a knockoff. It's not even Amiibos. This is basically Amiibo storage, that data storage that will pretty much make owning them obsolete. That's only that Nintendo is going to shut them down. And thing is, it works for those people who don't want to pay for them. Like, if you don't care about having actual Amiibos in your hand and don't want to pay for them, spend the $80 for while they're around, because they won't be around for long. They're sell them at $80 because they know they won't exist for a long time. So do it as fast as you can, because if you don't, that'll be a one-time sell if they sell, because Nintendo has been very, like, on people's asses a lot recently, and that's with their games on YouTube. So I couldn't imagine how far up somebody's ass they're going to be because of Amiibo thing that would, like, stop people from buying more Amiibos, because Amiibos are making millions upon millions of dollars. And I mean, Nintendo hasn't made this kind of money in, like, probably since the, like, first, like, Nintendo anything. Like, the first iteration, like, the first Wii sold well. The first Nintendo DS, the 3DS, all the, like, first iterations of, like, their new stuff do really well. So, and Amiibo just happened to be one of those things that's, like, a home run for them. And it was thanks to, I think Miyamoto, I think that was his idea, the one that passed away recently. We talked about him on the podcast, on several podcasts. That, yeah, it was thanks to him that that actually happened. He created the Amiibos, which now Nintendo can become Valve and not make a single game ever again. They just put about a million Amiibos for everything they have now. And honestly, that probably isn't the worst idea. That's why Valve, I'm not speaking for Valve because I don't work for Valve. That's why they really aren't planning on making Half-Life 3. And that's something I've always wanted to talk about since then, is that Valve, like, they have some reserve to it because they, because of the backlash everybody else has gotten from different games. But the longer you push off making that game, the worse it's going to get. So Valve actually made it worse for themselves by waiting so long for Half-Life 3. If they hadn't waited so long, like, now even if they do, it won't be good enough because they took so long. And so, and they were afraid just of getting backlash, and they're afraid of people not the game not meeting everybody's expectation, but it's their own fault because they were scared of getting that same backlash that other games have gotten before. But like, you make so much money now from everything else. They actually think that, oh, Valve made crappy Half-Life 3, so that must mean everything else they touch is broken. They think that Dota 2 will stop making any money. They think people stop using Steam, which would never be the case. Everybody loves Steam. Steam is amazing. I love Steam. Steam, again, I'm not a huge PC gamer, but for everything I need, Steam, it's one account and you have it on everything. You know how much, like, I can't get that on another, like recently they just let you do that now for consoles, and not everything on console can be repeated sometimes. Or maybe it's just me having problems with all my I do have tech issues from time to time. I don't know why. It's like my stuff likes to be difficult. So it may just been, hey, just something really stupid that happened. But yeah, like, that's awesome to have, like, all your games, being able to play any of your games on any PC as long as you're signed into Steam. Like, why wouldn't that be an awesome thing? Why wouldn't you want that? Oh wow, that's far. Do I have a map for that? Sorry, for the guys who are listening to the podcast, there's this destination I have to get to that's actually kind of far. And I just bought a map, and I think it may have the checkpoint on there for where I'm supposed to go. That's not a key item, is it? It really is a key item. Alright, now let's check now. Nope, still gotta... Alright, I'm just gonna take a boat there. Because the boat will be... Is that a mountain? The boat will be easier. Yeah, boat's easier. But yeah, there's a ton of other things to worry about. And Steam takes a lot of that out because of how easily accessible it is. Like, Steam is one of the, like, if you're a PC gamer, Steam is easy. It's a lot easier than navigating the Xbox store. Like, I just, like, okay, I may be just me, I may be just, like, I don't go through the Xbox store enough to be familiar with it. But, like, well, and it's also not that obvious. And also, the way you would go back is stupid. Like, okay, I was downloading everything for The Witcher, which is what you're watching me play now, if you're watching the video podcast. That I was downloading all the DLC that I thought I already had, but I didn't. And for me to do that, I had to go back through the story, because you can't get it through the Witcher thing for some reason, which is stupid if you ask me. That was the stupid part. That was one of the stupid parts, to not have it available in-game. Like, back on 360, that was required. Everything was accessible through the actual game. And then there's also, like, when you actually go to the store, and it takes you to your menus. It takes you back to the menu where all your game, your apps, and your downloads are. But then if you, like, for me, I didn't know if you press B, you just go back to that. So for me, like, going, like, again, not going to be on the Microsoft Store a ton, and even if I am, I buy one thing at a time. I went back to press the Xbox Home button, and then went to the store again. And when you go back to the store again through that way, it basically says, well, you were never in the store. We're going to restart you back to the beginning of the store. And it was frustrating me until I was like, I accidentally found out that pressing B is how it worked. Was unaware of it. And yeah, it was really frustrating because it was, to me, it's stupid and it's a flaw in any software that you have to try that kind of hard to get to what you need. Like, if I just wanted to simply just, get to the store and download all my DLC, the free DLC from The Witcher. Couldn't do that. It wasn't, like, once, and when I figured it out, yeah, it was easy. But they don't tell you any of that. They don't just say, press B. It doesn't say that. It's just like, well, you're screwed. I mean, what was making me mad is that I kept having to do it. That's what was frustrating the heck out of me. Like, I would have been fine if they had said that in the thing. Maybe they did. Again, not on the store enough to know. How? Did it hit me? Yeah, like, I'm not on the store enough to know how it works. But again, I didn't see anything that said to do it. So, I mean, so obviously there's something that they need to make it more obvious. I think that's it. They just need to make it more obvious to people who don't spend a ton of time shopping or buying games. For consoles, I'm not a big digital downloader because sometimes I don't like the game. Like, if you don't like a game and you digitally download it, guess what? You're SOL. Unlike, well, now with Steam, they just started doing a refund thing. And yeah, I like to take, like, if I don't like a game, I want to be able to take it back. And guess what? You can't kind of do that with a digital download. You can't really get a refund like that. Or if you do, it's a long, arduous process. And guess what? I don't feel like going through that because that makes me even dislike the game even more than I did before. I mean if that, does that make sense to anybody? I don't know if anybody's ever struggled with menus, but the menus are supposed to be changing with Windows 10, but did anybody else find that, like, irritating? You know, I mean, I just found it irritating and stupid. So I don't know. Maybe it might just be me, and it might just be like, oh dude, you're just too old. I don't think I'm too old to understand the menu, but it's a chance I could possibly be too old to understand the menu. It's not completely out there, but unbelievable. You don't run and jump enough in this game. Like, running and jumping is not usually necessary, but you don't do it enough. There is a fog. There is the dankest of fogs over there. Okay, pirates. Ow. Is that a headshot now? I had to get a headshot. Nah, it wasn't a headshot. But yeah, their menus definitely need work. And they know their menus need work. Oh, that's why. It's a bandit camp over here. Oh yeah, I didn't realize there was a bandit camp on there. There's nothing else around here. There's no sneaking involved in this game either. I think it should be some more stealth options in here. I mean, I think the Witchers, they're supposed to be men of many talents. I don't think sneaking up on people is like, oh, I set myself on fire. This should be completely out of, unheard of. I don't think I'm gonna be able to cross that, all that gas. I don't know what's over there. But I don't think I'm gonna be able to cross that. Doesn't seem like something that's crossable, honestly. I don't think that's a... And then I fell off in there. I didn't do that, just so you guys know. I stopped moving, and the game was like, hey, you might want to keep walking. I didn't even move in that direction for those who are watching the podcast. I didn't walk that way. I mean, it might have looked like I was being stupid and just, hey, let's walk this way. I really didn't. I couldn't even say that was an accident, because I didn't accidentally do anything. The game is making choices for me right now. And that's solely because it knows I can't heal right now. Wait, I have to see. What does the achievement entail? Let's see. I have to check the achievements first. I don't know what all the achievements say you can and can't do. I know you can't use potions. I know you can't use signs. So I need to know. For those who have never seen it, that's my gamer score right there. 69,000. That's a lot. Oh, well, actually, I don't know if that's a lot anymore. I don't know. Things that Microsoft should fix is their store menu. And I don't know why, like, they tried to completely change everything with the new system. It's kind of like the child you didn't like. They made it into a system. The thought of the Xbox 360 was, oh god, that's disgusting. Let's burn it with fire. And I don't know why they did that. I don't know, and I will never understand why. I think it's kind of stupid for them to have done that. And hold on a second, guys. I'm trying to look at this. Even odds. While using potions, mutagens. I have to take my mutagens off. Well, I'm glad. Oh, it's when I have to kill it without anything. So I can use whatever I want right now. So, I'm gonna heal up. Then I'm gonna have to take everything off. I'm nothing but mutagens right now. Actually, that's not true. I only have 3. And they don't really do much. I mean, they add bonus damage. Which is great, by the way. So I'll take that off. Yeah, these aren't mutagens, these are just skills. And there's nothing against eating. So yeah, they need to fix their menus, blah blah blah, complain and moan. To me, that's the one big thing that they need to do. Once they fix that, I can be fine with a lot. I know people complain a lot about everything, but I want to take this off. Let me take it off. Unequip. So yeah, I don't want to accidentally use one either, so. Yeah, I mean, oh, also, I think Sony, they need to add a, sort of, hold on, I have to put my headphones on, I can't hear it. Said not your average mist. What does that mean? Does that mean if I go in, I'm gonna die? Will you tell me if I'm dying? It doesn't matter because I get health back. It's daytime, I get health. So yeah, I mean, that's all I can really say about any of that. How about The Witcher? I mean, I know it's random, but I mean, they finally finished all of their DLC, so they finally have gotten all their DLC done. So that's their free DLC is finally done. So that means the next DLC will be the ones that if you paid for, like I did, the season pass. So that'll be great. The Witcher, again, like, since that was like one of the many causes of the many headaches I had yesterday, The Witcher's DLC getting was, it was so frustrating having to go back and forth. It burned me to my core that something could be so flawed and so stupid. And even after I figured it out by just pressing B, it takes you back. It does this skip and like the game had, like your console has to catch up with, you want to go back? Like, man, it was so easy. Like, back in the Xbox 360 days, you could just pick. They didn't need to show you your downloads every single time. Maybe that's a setting that they can turn off. That would be great. That'd be an awesome setting for them. Also, another setting they should bring back is being able to broadcast your stuff through your speakers. I mean, I don't know why they got rid of that for the Xbox One. Knowing that people like me who do YouTube, that makes it a million times easier for people to, like, you're not being crazy and having conversations with yourself. And the thing is that the only way you can do that is by not having your headset plugged in. But if you don't have a Kinect, I mean, I do have a Kinect, but it doesn't matter. People can't hear me that great through the Kinect. I want to be able to use my headset and hear and have my friends be able to be heard. Like, I've done it on a stream before, but he couldn't hear me a lot, and that just sucks and is stupid. So I mean, I don't. From what I know, that's a problem. And Sony is really no better. Like, for people the great thing about Sony, I can use my mic. I can use my mic that I'm using now, my professional grade mic, the one I use to record stuff on YouTube. I don't have to use my headset. But if you put everything to go through your headset, your game won't pick it up because it's not going through the TV. So Sony is the same way, and it's stupid. I don't like any of that stuff that is basically them saying, I'm telling you how you have to do this. Wait, they're in front of me and behind me? How? I don't like you. That was stupid. That fight was stupid. That was a very dumb fight, guys. For those who are not watching who are listening to the podcast, what just happened was stupid. I just got ganked by two wraiths. But the thing is, they both were supposed to be in front of me because it showed them in front of me, but they weren't in front of me. So, yeah, okay, why would they do this? They want me to fall down this mountain because that's what's going to happen. I'm going to fall down this mountain. I'm going to tumble roll my gray-haired ass all up and down this mountain. And I've taken everything off. Oh, man. Oh, my God. I don't know if I picked this up. I wasn't recording at the time, so it shouldn't have. I was playing The Witcher. And I got this sword. This is the sword that you get made by the Master Craftsman. That thing glitched out my game so... Well, it glitched out Geralt's outfit. Like, it was... The game did not know what was happening when I put the sword on. It was like his model got stretched out. I don't know if that's a bug that was because of the new update, but yeah. As soon as I put the sword on, it was like, oh my God. It was like, what is this thing you have started? It's like this thing does not belong. You would have thought I put the sword in the game myself. Like, I did some coding and was like, yeah, I'm gonna change one of your things and put this in it. Like, it wasn't made for him. It was made for him. Yeah, I had to sit with that for like 2-3 hours. I think I did record. I was recording. I might have been. I'm never 100% sure. Like, oh yeah, and also my internet being pieces. It's like my internet has been going out every single day for some bizarre reason. Don't know why. I really need, someone needs to be talked to, because but we're also going to be upgrading our internet. And I don't know if, guys, you can tell me if you've had this problem, but I don't know if it's Windows. Is it Windows 10's fault? Like, is that what it is? Is it because of Windows 10? Like, if somebody would say that, if they, but I don't think so. Like, if it was a bug with Windows 10, it'd be, it's telling me to go back up there, but you said that it was below. Is there a secret door that I don't know about? Oh, there it is. Yeah, my internet's been going out, so I've been trying to stream it. I've been trying to stream the rest of this game, which is the Witcher, but haven't been able to because of the whole internet problem. And the reason I wanted to is because, again, I'm using a laptop. It only has a terabyte of memory. I'm not trying to burn up all my memory with the Witcher, and the Witcher is a long game. And, hell, recording this podcast is taking up it's going to take up, like, 3-4 gigabytes. Which I'm fine with, because I'm just going to put it up tomorrow. Anyway, tomorrow, which is today for you guys. So yeah, it's not going to be, oh my god, it's destroying my computer. Like, The Witcher is so much edit. I have to edit a lot of it, because sometimes you die a lot. But yeah, I've been having quite a few problems. And also, yeah, since I'm starting my classes, I've been off of school for a week. That's how long my summer vacation was. If I include the days I was at E3, I even did homework then. I would add, my vacation from school was a week and 3 days. 10 days. I had 10 days off. Not really, because I ended up being sick at the end of E3 because there was 50-something thousand people there, and it was one dirty fucker that was like, hey, I'm going to go somewhere, even though I know I'm sick. I'm going to go somewhere and get everybody else sick. Fucking dickbag. Why? Stay home. E3 is a lot of fun. It ain't that damn important. Especially with something like Gamescom is coming around the corner. Gamescom is just as awesome and has like, well, actually, no, it's nowhere near as awesome, to be honest. Gamescom just has a lot of people there. That's really, Gamescom is just a lot more people. So they feel like they need to show off more, but everybody has already had their big reveals at E3. And yeah, I don't manage it. I can kill him. Oh, okay. I can't do anything to him right now. I picked an interesting. Oh, wow. Good thing I'm over leveled for this, because if I was level 15, I'd be dead and screwed. And him summoning wraiths is really unfair. I can't block wraiths. I can't do anything to them. Did you light the fire? What are you still standing here for? Go light the fire. I died? How did I die? My health just vanished. See, that's why I hate wraiths. They attack you a million times and then you just sit there and have to take it. Like, blocking them only does so much because they disappear and appear behind you in the second. And doing this without using any signs or anything is stupid. But it's lower level, so it's easier. I should have did it for the last one. I had no idea. I completely forgot about the challenge until then. Like, I wasn't even thinking. I could have killed those wyverns without it. I don't even know why I didn't. I just wasn't thinking about it at the time. But yeah, I don't know if we can say that I got completely off topic, because I think the Xbox should have more PC components, like being able to use this microphone. I think that'd be great for people to be able to hear me crystal clear through. Okay, but yeah, like if I could use my mic like I can do on a PS4, and then I can also talk to people, like hear them through my speakers and through my headset at the same time, so my recording stuff could hear it. That's the best thing that that Xbox could do right now. That's the best thing that they can do. I need to save. And there's some PC functions that yes, Xbox needs PCs. It needs some PC function. And so does Sony. Sony needs to step their game up just as well as Xbox does. And them making consoles, like basically trying to fuse PC and console together is great. It's really good for everybody for right now. I mean, everybody's been having their own problems. I'm doing a lot of damage, so when this is over, go ahead, summon your people. So, I think killing them hurts him. I'm dodging, but he's not moving. Yeah, killing these guys hurt him. See, I hate that. I hate that. That's so stupid. They're still hitting me, no matter how, they have too much range. That's what I hate them for. Their range is ridiculous. Like, they have more range than I do. And then when I try to swing at them, it's... Oh, no, no, you don't. See, he's behind me now. I hate teleporters. I hate anything that teleports. Because them teleporting is an unfair advantage. Oh, roll. I've discovered that The Witcher has some button delay problems. Like, badly. Look at that range! Look at how far away they are! He could hit me. Look how he was nowhere near me and he still hit me. What the heck is going on with this game? This game is driving me to drinking. It doesn't do it, it's not... Oh... Okay, there's some parts of The Witcher where you can't heal for some reason. That stuff is... Okay, where? Where's the enemy? Somebody please show me the enemy. And there's that appearing behind me again. I hate it. Where? There's an invisible person. Yep, you know, nope, I'm leaving. That guy can go die. He can go jump off a cliff and die. Can I heal now? Nope, still can't heal for some reason. Somebody please tell me why I can't heal. For the life of me, I can't figure it out, and they won't tell me why. I know I can't heal, and there's these invisible dick bags that are appear. It has full health? It somehow has full health now. Why do you have full health? How did it get full health? Somebody please tell me, how did it get... Oh, it don't matter. I can kill you now. You're screwed now. I hit it first. Me hitting it staggers it. So, okay. Yeah, this game's a liar. You podcast guys, you're about to hear me get really angry in a minute because this game is obviously cheating. I can't heal. Couldn't heal whatsoever. So, what's the point in... I can't use potions. I can't use my signs that'll let me heal. And then the food and stuff, I can't heal whatsoever. Somebody tell me what sense does that make. Somebody tell me what is preventing me from healing. I didn't use any bombs, because using bombs is not allowed either. And there was a bomb that stops you from healing, or using signs and stuff. But I give something that's just like, nope, you can't heal. I don't get that little thing there. It's stupid. They need to remove it. I don't know if it's a bug or it's just a game mechanic they thought was a funny little laugh at everyone. It's not. It's horrible, and they should go stab themselves in the foot. See, wait, why am I starting back here? Oh, I was about to say, I thought I was at the top of the thing. I was like, why am I back here? Okay, yep, let's hurry up. This is irritating me as much as the DLC thing was. God, it's so bad. I hate having to redo stuff over and over again, when especially when I was right there. And I can't hurt you right now, so you can't manage it, because you can't use anything, because the game is being a jackass. And I can't use any of my special bows, which I would love to use the splitting bow. Actually, I can use the split bow. Excuse me one second. Waste of a use of this potion, but... you know what, never mind. I'm not... oh, it would nullify anything anyway. I almost drunk... if I had drunk that, it would have... all right, where's your buddies? And the thing is, my attacks are doing less damage because I don't have the mutagens. I'm getting attacked by an invisible person, okay? Where'd I go? Why are you running from me? You outnumber me. You running away is stupid. See, he's invisible all the way over there, and that still hit me. Okay, I was blocking. I blocked through that whole thing. I'm still blocking. Still blocking. That's still happening. I can't heal again. I don't know what that means. I don't know what... just stop coming for me. That mean I can do more damage to them? Oh, there you go. There's the gank. The unstoppable gank that as soon as I run away, they get full health anyway. And I can't heal at all. For some reason, I can't heal. I still don't understand why I'm not healing. Someone please tell me, why can't I heal? I can't... still no healing. No healing. Healing, no. And I hate that they can just appear behind me. That is so stupid. How can I fight? I can't fight all these people by myself with no healing. This game is ignorant. It's being very ignorant right now. I have to walk. I have to actually run away because the lack of healing is going to kill me. I have no health. Everything heals you in this game. This is the level of pissed off I am right now is just stupid. I hate you. No, I'm going to take pot shots at you because you guys can shoot me from 50 freaking feet away. Nope. Yeah, I have to run away from them because if more than one of them gang up on me, I am as good as dead. Oh, he appeared in front of me. Weird. Usually you appear... oh, I'm hitting him. I'm staggering him. And it's like, no, what are you doing? Okay, I'm not going to end off on dying. And this is taking me completely off topic because of how frustrating and how stupid this is. This is just plain stupid, idiotic, actually. That I can't do anything. I can't even heal for some bizarre reason. Because last time I checked, you know what? Maybe I should go get food, because I think maybe now wines and stuff don't heal you. They did last time I played the game, and I was just playing it yesterday. I was basically drunk the whole damn time, and guess what? It healed me. Not anymore. It's saying no to that. It says, you want to heal? You got to find another way to heal. And actually, no. Sometimes even food doesn't heal you, so it's not just what this is. I had the same problem the other day. You heal in combat. Regardless of the situation, you heal in combat. I know this, I've used it before. So, but now you guys are telling me the only way I'm actually allowed to heal is through my signs, which is not true. Bleeding, poison. I don't need poison. Yes, let's add some more. All right, all these are useless to me right now. I can't do anything. And I can't use oils. Okay, let's make sure. Food. Yeah, food. Okay, let's do water. Maybe waters. No, it all restores vitality. And guess what? It's saying no to everything. That's a magic item. Why is it a magic item? My vitality is practically maxed. And my, so fighting them, it says no. Just them, like certain things, it says no, you can't heal. Because if I have to talk to this guy again, and have to wait for him to get to the lighthouse again, and then die again because I can't heal again, I'm going to blow my brains out today. You guys might hear an actual suicide on a podcast. I hate these things because they can teleport everywhere. It doesn't make sense for them to be able to teleport everywhere. But yeah, that's an ability that they have. I dodged that, but button delay. The button delay in this game is crazy. And I don't know if it's my TV. Well, actually, no. TVs don't. They contribute to vision delay, not button delay. There's no delay in buttons. But in The Witcher, it is, actually. I gotta deal with these two people behind me, and I can't even block all their attacks. At least make it realistic for me being able to block their attacks, so they can block my attacks. Oh, hi. I just blocked all those attacks, and it said no. So, okay. I can heal with water. I did not alcohol. They said no to that. I only got two things of water. Oh, see, there you go. They only go... Are you serious? He didn't even touch me. He didn't touch me, and it still counted as him killing me. I'm not even being touched anymore. So, again, you want to ask why I hate Wraiths? This is why. They don't have to touch you to kill you. And then you can't block all their attacks. People, if you're playing The Witcher, don't. Don't even think about playing it. This game would usually have been like a 8 or a 9 for me. This game is a 7 right now. The repetitive combat, the stupid go here, do this, that's another thing that irritates me. Witcher, I'm going to give you a 7. I've never given anything lower than an 8.5. I'm giving you a 7. Because you suck. Not even the story, just the gameplay. The actual gameplay where the button delays somehow. I'm attacking and it does not register. And their achievements are even stupider. I get it's supposed to be in the challenge. But this isn't even a challenge. This is just stupid. This is the most idiotic form of life right now. I don't want to talk to this retarded looking person ever again. If I want it to kill him now. Just disappear behind me like you are. Oh, you can still hit me with the dodge. I'm dodging, so. Dodge. Oh, well, look at that. I can't touch you right now, so there's no point. Okay, now you're gonna summon people? You're so lucky I can't use any. If I could use any of my signs, they would be dead. Oh, look at that. I'm dodging all of that, but no button lag. Button input lag. That stops you. Why are you bending down? What? I'm fighting them. They are attacking me. If they were even remotely near you, I'd be happy. But they're not. So get up and stop being a jackass. What happened to my sword? I put my sword away? Really? I didn't. I never pressed the button to put the sword away. Yep, there you go. Wombo combo of over OP-ness. Get your ass up and do something, dude. I swear, if you sit here any longer, I'm gonna kill you myself. Light, what are you talking about? He's right there. This dude didn't do nothing. I gotta run away. Oh my god, my nose is itching. Oh, okay, yep. Yeah, I'm not gonna fight you fairly because you don't want to fight me fairly. So, I gotta leave real quick. I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna be over here. When you want to fight fairly, then yeah, we can do this. But you don't. You don't fight fair whatsoever. And me, I hate that me leaving... Oh. Okay. Okay. Is it because I was in their stuff? Or it seems to be working. I'm healing and everything with everything now. Is my aim off because I'm drunk? I hope one of us is going to fall off the cliff. I hope it's you. Okay, okay, okay. You have a slither of health. Is that the real him? Where is he? Oh. Okay. Again, didn't see any of that. And did anybody see where he was originally? He was really far away. This dude does way too much damage. And I'm no longer healing again, okay. Whoa. Whoa. Pretty sure one hit from him would kill me, actually. Why did his health come back? Why is his health coming back? No! My health doesn't come back. His health shouldn't come back either. If it's because I went too far down the mountain, he was still with me. If I'm still fighting, I'm actively fighting him. His health should never return. Whoa. Yeah, I was actively fighting him. I wasn't even running away that time. So if I'm actively fighting you, your health should never return. He's trying to go down the hill now. Thank you, Jesus, just in time for the end of this podcast. Oh, I thought it was kill two in a row. It's kill two, period. Okay, guys, well, I ended with an achievement as well, so there's that. Yay! We're no longer angry. Yes, we still are, because I was stupid. His health came back. He regenerated full health. I couldn't even regenerate health. No, I mean, I have to, yeah, I wasn't supposed to be getting paid from you. Oh, boy. See, I'm still, so it wasn't even the fight. I'm still not getting anything. The fog is gone, though. I'm still not getting anything right now. It's, like, denying me. It's telling me no right now. I can't even heal right now. My thing is working again. It wasn't working before. Get our mutagen backs, because this is being a level of stupid I don't want to be. So, this is attack power. That there. Sign intensity here. And sign intensity there. Yeah, so when I was saying that I wasn't even at my full power, I really wasn't. When I take off my things, I lose a lot of power. Like, it's ridiculous. I'm gonna wrap up the podcast. It kind of went left at the end. I apologize for my anger, but that was really frustrating having to talk to him again. I don't know if it was as frustrating for you guys to watch. It might have been funny for you to watch. A lot of people like seeing people suffer and get angry. I'm not one of those people, but there's some people are. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. And usually I don't know if we usually ask, but if you guys is there any thoughts that you had on this podcast, maybe you guys can tell me what to play next, or maybe you guys can go and tell me what should be our next topic, or like what were your thoughts on this podcast. I do read all the comments, so yeah, I'm always interested in hearing you guys' feedback, and I will see you guys for our next podcast next week. Again, Saturday. Usually I will be recording it on Saturday, putting it up on Saturday, but yeah, Saturday. I'll see you guys next time. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Be sure to check out our PvP YouTube channel for the listeners, and guys, check out our PvP Podomatic channel, everything's in the description for both. So yeah, and also be sure to check out my YouTube channel, that's also in the description, and it's a shameless plug. If you like to see Witcher stuff, I'm doing a lot of it right now, because again, I'm trying to beat it before Metal Gear Solid comes out. So yeah, if you guys are interested in that, definitely check it out. It's there for you if you want it. Yeah, so hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. I will hopefully see you guys back here next week. Definitely not playing The Witcher next week. If anything, I don't know. I would say I was playing Metal Gear Solid. Actually, yes, I will be playing Metal Gear Solid. I'll be playing Metal Gear Solid, Ground Zeroes. Because I have to finish that before Metal Gear Solid comes out. I don't want to have so many games on my channel, okay? So that's what I'm trying to work on. So if there's a spam of videos in the next couple of weeks, you know why. So yeah, see you guys for the next podcast.